Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Night Zone. This is Live Event. In the dead of night, when thy winter wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when all is dark, who will you be tonight?
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, Caveat Emptor, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knott.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, and mes enfants. Welcome to another edition
of the Night Zone.
I am your host, Colin Knight. What a great show we have tonight. Returning to the Night Zone, the SJGR, the South Jersey Ghost Research Group, with four of their top investigators. When we return,
things that go bump in the night.
With the SJGR right after this.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone with Colin Knight. Have you locked your doors? Are your windows secured? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Night Zone. What a great show we have tonight. Returning to the Night Zone, of course, the SJGR, South Jersey Ghost Research Group. And we have four investigators with us tonight. Actually, I do see Eileen in our virtual studio, but I do not see her number up on our docket yet. But Eileen and Rosalind are old favorites of the Night Zone. We welcome them back. Rosalind, I know you are online.
Yes, I am.
So, good evening, and how are you tonight?
Doing fantastic.
I see Eileen in our virtual studio, but I don't see her up on the call board yet. So, I'm hoping that she dials in here, and if she can hear my voice, Eileen, dial in. Dial in so we can talk to you. So, it's been a year, and a bit, actually, Rosalind. Can you believe that already?
Nearly a year and a half, I believe.
My good God, I tell you, it's, we have two other investigators with us, Marty Haynes, the team leader, and Denise Pearl, the investigator. We'll get to those two in just a little bit. Before we get started, let me give the insiders a quick heads up here. For those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, when it comes to the shows such as the SJGR show, I got to tell you, I do it with the lights on, okay? Rosalind and Eileen scared the bejeebus out of me the last time they were on, and we have the lights on, so what can I say? Well, I think it's just good for my own constitution. So how have you been, Rosalind?
Oh, I've been doing great. We've had a very busy, very productive year since the last time I talked to you. The group has grown, and we've been able to help even more people than before.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm going to bring in here our team leader. We'll bring Marty into the line. Good evening, Marty.
Well,
welcome to the Night Zone.
How are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Looking at the site, ladies, I got to say that you guys are busy.
You can say that again.
Let's start with... Absolutely. Let's start with the team leader, Marty Haynes. Marty, you're a practicing medium. You give angel oracle card readings and a level 11 Reiki practitioner.
Level 2, yeah.
Level 2, yeah. and you're a small business owner. So it's great to see you in the Night Zone. We're glad you could make it. And so tell me, Marty, an angel practitioner, an angel therapy practitioner, our good friend David Baker, who comes onto the show quite regular, he's also an angel therapist and a Doreen Virtue PhD. When did you first realize that you possibly had some gifts there?
Not till I joined the group about 2 years ago. I really was. I had some issues myself when I was growing up with spirits and stuff, but I didn't realize, and I didn't really feel the calling until after I joined the group.
So it was the group that kind of opened you up and gave you those, or gave you the understanding of those powers, so to speak.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you've always had these powers, though. You always knew something was a little different. Am I correct?
Yeah, I guess I had a little bit. But working with the group and working with the different classes and stuff really kind of built it up. I always thought I just had a little tiny bit, but I guess I had more than that.
Right. So you think that working with the SJGR definitely brought out those abilities more?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because I get to work with them almost every weekend, you know?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I do see another line coming up, 609-448. I think that is Eileen. I'm going to take a chance and crack the mic. Hold on a second here. Good evening and welcome to the Night Zone. Is this Eileen?
This is Eileen. Thank you very much.
Hello. Thank goodness you're there, Eileen. God bless you.
Okay. I have some spooky thunderstorms going on here. So.
Well, before we came to air, I checked out... I checked out your temperatures and what have you, and I got to tell you, I don't know where you're getting the good weather, but you are, let's see here, you are, New Jersey weather is 89 degrees Fahrenheit with a low of 73 overnight with showers and possible thunderstorms. So we hope you stay online with us, Eileen.
Very atmospheric.
Very, very, very unstable. We haven't had much of a summer here in Calgary at all. In fact, we're heading for the fall, and we're hoping for an Indian summer into October because we just haven't had it. We had, I think, about a week of warm weather, and that was it.
We've had the rainiest spring and summer I've ever remembered, and I spoke to my father, who's 82, and he said we've never experienced rain as the kind of summer and spring that we did this year. I personally think it's global warming.
Well, I think it's got something to do with it. But I got to tell you, in about a month, month and a half, we have a fellow coming on that's going to give us some weather pattern manipulation game that he's come across. So we're going to get into that in about a month and a half. Glad you're there, Eileen. I'm going to put you on a quick hold, and I'm going to finish my conversation with Marty, and then we'll be back with you. Hang in there. Okay, so we have everybody online. Everybody is sat right where they're supposed to be tonight. Four investigators from the SJGR, and we're really, really pleased to have them here tonight. One thing I did notice on our website for the Night Zone, it says that returning guests Maureen and Eileen. Rosalind, I apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
I knew all along it was you. I don't know who did my website, but they kind of got the wrong information. So Marty, when you first got into the business, did you think that there would be as much business, if you will, as much happening in the paranormal business as there is?
No. When I first joined the group, I just did it on a whim, really, and actually didn't know anything about what they did or anything.
Right.
We've been extremely busy, and we go out once or twice a weekend at least, and then do prelims and stuff during the week, so we've been hopping.
Yeah, it sure looks like it on the website, and it hasn't been updated for a couple of weeks, and still there's a list as long as your arm of investigations. And we have Denise Purley, who's one of the SJGR investigators. Denise, good evening. Welcome to the Night Zone.
Good evening. Thank you.
You are a special education school teacher, Denise, and you have dreams and premonitions. Now, that must just freak you out every so often to kind of dream something, and then lo and behold, it pops up like a bad thumb. That must scare the living daylights out of you.
It did for a very long time, and to be honest, that's what got me interested in joining the group, and what got me researching with the group.
Right.
I'm slowly becoming more accustomed to it, and the group has really led me to a understanding and shown me how to really, I guess, adjust to it.
Right.
And there are ways, and with doing the Reiki and with the angel healing, you know, everything is energy. So you do
right.
have some control over your destiny. And
yeah.
I really believe that. So the group has really helped me in that area.
So you would say that your abilities have also grown after joining the SJGR?
Absolutely, absolutely. Because it can be frightening when you have these premonitions.
I can imagine. I can imagine it would be.
And the group has really shown me, you know, and show me how to, I guess, take control of my destiny.
Yeah, yeah. Having a child psychology degree, Denise, does that help you with younger spirits, with child spirits at all?
It helps me actually just communicating with any spirit, and it helps me very much with people, with the clients that we work with.
Right.
Oftentimes, they want someone to tell them that they're not crazy, because
right.
a lot of times they'll contact us, and the first thing they'll say is, "You'll think I'm crazy, but..." So just with helping them ease their minds that what they're experiencing is not so out of the ordinary. So just talking
right.
with the clients, it's very helpful.
Right. With the abilities that you have, and you work with the risk youth, so you must have a great deal of emotionally taxing energy coming at you quite on a regular basis.
Yeah, I do. And a lot of the things that I've learned with the group help me just to deal with that and to keep my energy, myself, in a positive place and
right.
keep myself calm and just in a good place. So a lot of things that I've learned helped me stay grounded. So it's
right.
been just a great experience all around.
Fabulous. And, of course, Eileen Smith, I know you're out there, and is it a coincidence that everybody I talk to from the SJGR tends to be a Reiki follower? Has it got something to do with you, maybe, Eileen?
Well, I'm sure I had some influence, as well as one of our directors is also a Reiki master, and I think a lot of the investigators come in and they have abilities that they don't know about. And we were giving a lecture just the other night, and I have to say that I think everyone's psychic or have the ability to sense energy. And when you're investigating in haunted or paranormal activities every weekend, and sometimes, you know, during the week as well, it becomes like, it's like an exercise that builds a muscle, and people, members that wouldn't have normally thought that they were intuitive become more intuitive or become more sensitive to energies. And then they want to know more. They want to know more. They become hungry for it, and they get into the Reiki or other holistic activities.
Right. Well, looking at the site, like I say, I see on the general membership board you have 36-38 members, and 12 or 13 or so in training that'll be coming, I guess, into the investigation side pretty soon. That's a lot of people.
And we need them.
And it's not enough.
It's not enough. We are so, we're on back order, I think, with investigations, and we're stretched pretty thin, even with all of those members. I think the heightened interest that TV shows have given the paranormal. But also, I have to say, Colin, I think that paranormal activity seems to be growing.
I think so too.
Yeah, I really do. I think on the planet it seems to be, and we just saw an upsurge in requests for help and investigations in the past year and a half.
Right. I have no idea how you ladies do this day after day. There is no way on God's green earth would I have enough body fluids to go through the number of investigations that you girls do, I tell you. Is this way your Reiki teaching comes in helpful, Eileen, under the stress conditions?
Absolutely. Reiki, I get Reiki. I perform Reiki sessions, but I get them often because I find that it keeps me in balance, keeps me clear. And when you're dealing with this kind of these kind of situations, and just the stress of life and the chaotic energies that are all around us all the time, the Reiki keeps me in balance, and it does help me keep a protection around me naturally, without even having to think about it. And I'm sure Roz and Denise can attest to this too. It really does make you more balanced going into these stressful investigations, and people who you're investigating for who might be stressed see that you're calm and see that, and it really does rub off because they think they don't know what to think. So a lot of times they're thinking they're going out of their mind or they're frightened. So to have somebody come in, that's cool as a cucumber, is very refreshing for them.
And speaking of clean and cool as a cucumber, we have, of course, our favorite, Rosalind, my psych ward LPN, my basement lover. You're the one that keeps everybody calm, cool, and collective. Am I correct, Rosalind?
Yes, I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, I kind of got that impression the last time around, but apparently you have quite a strange sense of humor. So I don't know. Sometimes I don't know which way to go with you, Rosalind, because I have a feeling you're going to zing me at the earliest possible opportunity.
I'll try myself under control.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have to say that the last show, Rosalind and Eileen, you guys, you scared me good. The hairs on my arms, the goosebumps, the strange sounds in my building for the rest of the night. The basement was out of the question. I didn't do laundry for a week, although for a bachelor, that isn't so unusual. Have you girls ever thought about writing a book?
Yes, we have. We have, in fact. It comes up, I think, every year.
Yeah, about twice a year.
I think we have so many stories that we don't know how to compile them all.
We really need to get on that, don't we?
We do, Roz. We really do.
I think it would be great for you ladies to do that. You'd certainly get me reading it, with the lights on, I may add.
Hey, Ghost Research has already been featured in numerous books. Authors all the time are requesting information or stories or input from us. And we give it to them freely. But, yeah, it'd be a good idea for us to sort of have a little more control over the story and
I think so, too, because, Colin, there's a lot of false information out there about the paranormal. Okay. And people, as you know, South Jersey is the oldest in the nation and most active. And I think the time-tested techniques and solid information is really needed right now. Wouldn't you say, Roz?
Oh, yes, I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially now in a time when, the entertainment television shows are so prevalent, and a lot of them do offer very good information. But if you're somebody who's just sort of dabbling, just getting into a paranormal interest, the information that you see on television can't always be applied to what's happening in a real-life situation. And sometimes it actually can make things a bit worse.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, so getting the good information out there from the perspective of the person who's living in the home with the activity I think we can offer that much better than anything you could see on television.
Right.
I think
and it is difficult, though. You know, we get bombarded for guests. I probably have 30 guests a week trying to get to the Night Zone, and I would say half of them are storytellers and nothing more. They're the legitimate people, you know, are resistant to come out still, but we are making inroads. We are getting some quality guests like yourselves. It's absolutely fabulous. But I tell you what, hold on to that thought. We have to do a quick station break because I'm late as usual. Our friends down the line, hang in there. We'll give you a 2 minute, and we'll be right back. When we come back, let's poll the four investigators and find out about some strange stories. We have to take a quick break. Time for you to recharge your glasses, a washroom break, or whatever is required. We'll be right back right after this.
Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. You are in the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. The following program is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Although the Night Zone takes all precautions to bring you quality information, the Night Zone and its subsidiaries or affiliates do not accept responsibility for information provided by our guests or hosts. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, KVMTOR.
Welcome to the shadows of the Night Zone. We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be, normal or prophetic, with Tim McHyde in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight. South Jersey Ghost Research Group. Next.
And we are back with the SJGR, South Jersey Ghost Research Team, Rosalind, Eileen, Denise, and Marty as the team leader. It's good to have you all back. I'm opening up all of the microphones because we're going to do a round robin here and kind of find out exactly what's happening. Let's poll the panel and find out if there are any strange stories about some recent investigations any of you were on. All the phone lines are open. All your microphones are open. Marty, did you have anything that happened recently that kind of gave you a little cause for concern?
No, I think our version of concern and yours are probably different. I think Roz has the best story about being concerned from investigation.
Where's the Valium? All righty, Rosalind, let's have it.
I'm not sure which one she's talking about.
I don't.
What's that, the cemetery?
Yeah, it's the pink one.
Well, this isn't even, like Marty says, our definition of what's concerning and frightening is different than most people. One of the most frightening things, I guess, that's happened to us recently is we did a cemetery investigation. Most of the time we concentrate on private houses and businesses that are haunted, but if we have a night off, our idea of a good time is to go out and do an investigation in the cemetery. Why not, right? So we did an investigation in the cemetery, and the cemetery was infested with skunks. So the skunks that night were more terrifying than any ghost, spirits, paranormal activity that we could imagine, because we were pretty much surrounded by skunks.
Skunks in a cemetery.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Not as scary as your basement where your laundry machine is, but
there's a book out there, Skunks in Skunks in the Cemetery sounds like a movie. I'm sorry. Eileen. Now, Eileen, I already know you'll step into the jaws of the boogeyman for the final. So.
You know I will.
So any investigations recently that spooked you?
Well, Colin, I have one for you. We were at, actually, you can see this on TV. It was filmed in a documentary for Comcast Cable. It was at a hotel in Ocean City, New Jersey, and we were in the catacombs of this huge old hotel, and we were in the catacombs where they had speakeasies back in the 1920s.
Cool.
And we were in this part of the speakeasy that only there was a men's speakeasy and a woman's speakeasy. We were in the men's speakeasy, and Colin, the lights were still on, well, flashlights, and we didn't go into total dark yet. And Colin, when we go total dark, it's pitch black. And I was still setting up my equipment. I turn around to get another piece of equipment. I look up, and behind the bar, there's a ghost staring at me. And it startled me that I yelped.
Uh-huh.
And Roz, were you there when I,
yes.
I yelled out?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it really did startle me. And he was, I saw him, it was just for split seconds. But I could see he was wearing a white shirt. He looked like he was in his 50s. He was balding. And he was not smiling at me. So,
was he wearing costume for the speakeasy time, or was he out of?
He did. He looked like he was a bartender from that time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was just for a split second.
Just for a split second, staring right at me and not smiling, and it really startled me.
Startled you. Jeez.
So those are some more basement stories for you.
I don't know, Roz. Actually, I have another basement. This actually isn't scary, but it sort of ties into the question you just asked, Colin. You asked whether the bartender was dressed in period clothing.
Right.
Well, we did an investigation, I believe, last year, and we were in the basement of a spa. And our group's director, Dave Giuliano, he had a night vision scope set up with his camera. And he mounted them to a tripod, and he was taking pictures in night vision. And he was actually able to capture an apparition photo. And this is the most clear apparition photo I've ever seen in my life, and you can find it on our website, www.hauntedhelp.org. It is a picture of a man, and he's wearing, you can tell he's wearing dress pants, and he's wearing a shirt. But what's unique about it is his dress pants are bell-bottoms. Which obviously puts us in a different time period, and you can see this gentleman very clearly. Very
puts us into the 70s, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
70s with bell buttons?
Exactly. Yeah. So
that's really
a fascinating piece of hard evidence that's very difficult to dispute.
Absolutely. How about you, Denise? Have you encountered any child spirits during your recent investigations or anything that has given you cause for concern?
During recent investigations, not so much so, but at one of the schools that I worked at, actually just recently, because I just transferred, they have a child that stays at the school that I work at, and a couple of the custodians have reported seeing her, and they've told me about it because they know that I do what I do, and I had never seen her, worked at the school for about 5 or 6 years, and I'm transferring schools this year, so I was there rather late one night, and I'm packing things up, and I'm working in the closet, and as I close the closet and I come out, I see she's just sitting at the table, and I was the only one there, and it kind of, during the daytime, and I'm used to it at night, I'm prepared for it, I've done my grounding, and I'm telling you, I must have jumped about 10 feet, because I was not prepared, I hadn't done any of my grounding, or any of the things I do prepared, just sitting there, and it was, as quick as I blinked, she was gone. And I'm telling you, at that moment, I must have jumped about 10 feet because I wasn't ready for it.
You would have been picking me up out of a pool of body fluids, no doubt in my mind.
But because, you know, at night when we're doing the investigations, I've gotten myself ready for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I wasn't in that mindset at the moment. And,
I spent 3 hours today psyching myself up for the show tonight because the girls like to scare the bejeebus out of me. So it takes me a while to kind of get ready for the show.
So, like, in my mind, it wasn't supposed to happen then. So I'm telling you, I must have jumped about 10 feet backwards at that moment.
Wow.
And that's the thing, Colin. And that's why it sounds like we're having trouble coming up with things that are really scary. Because the things, they really don't scare us.
And it was so benign, you know. She didn't do anything. She just stood there.
Exactly. It's more of a startle factor for us.
Yeah.
That's the things that make us jump, things that startle you. Whether it's turning around and someone's behind you, or you're in a basement, which, you know, I love, and the furnace kicks on, and that sound makes you jump. You know, it's nothing scary.
Yeah.
It's nothing threatening. But, you know, it startles you.
Well, it's a natural reaction.
The past weekend, we were doing the Burlington County Prison. This bat flew up to my face. I think I about flew down the stairs screaming like a child, and it was a bat. But, I mean,
This is the way it is, ladies. I will come with you on one of these hauntings one of these days on the condition that I can wear my armor and that I can carry some kind of gun or some plasma discharge equipment, because I don't know how you do it. You know, if I was to hear a child crying who's stuck between worlds, so to speak, it would break my heart. I don't know if I could do it. It's got to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got to be hard on that soul power pack, you know.
It really has to be difficult. And we do lectures, like Eileen had mentioned, we do free lectures all around the New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware area. And during these lectures, we actually play a CD of EVPs, which are electronic voice phenomenon, and that's a ghost voice that's been captured on tape. And the very last EVP on that CD is a little boy, and it was captured in a cemetery, and you hear a little boy's voice say very clearly, "It's me, Grandpa."
Oh,
and
God.
That one, you know,
it's
very sad.
I'd be the guy in the back of the room sobbing my eyes out, I'm telling you. Especially when it comes to kids.
You know,
I can take pretty well anything, but when it comes to children, and putty.
I think, Colin, that's probably the driving force behind investigating. It's not, at this point, proving that there are ghosts, because to me, that's just, you know, that's passé, you know, it's already there, but it's why they're there, like that child, why is it, like, as you said, caught between the worlds, and that kind of, why are these, why are they lost, or that's it for me, you know, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Well, I have to say that you women are strong stuff, that's all I know, is that, you know, they say that you are the weaker sex, no way in... H-E-double-L, I'll tell you.
No, I have to tell you, when it comes to dealing with the ghosts and, you know, the hauntings and things, usually it is that fear of the unknown, and that's what we deal with when we go into a client's home. You know, they're usually afraid because they don't know what's going on. And once we go in and we investigate and we use our, you know, our physical equipment and we use our psychic abilities to try to get some information about who's there and why they're there, a lot of times that is enough to make them not so afraid, and it takes away that fear of the unknown.
I just have to do a shout out into the virtual studio where Lexi's with us tonight. Thank you, Lexi, for joining us. We have dozens of guest accounts for those guests that are listening to us tonight. If you'd like to take the time to join Blog Talk Radio and sign up as a favorite with the Night Zone, so you can get all the bells and whistles, so you too can continue to participate in the Night Zone. We would appreciate it. Rosalind, I may have asked you this the last time you were on, but how do you reconcile the emotional pain that you must feel when dealing with distraught clients or entities? Your ability to put people and spirits at ease is clearly an empathic gift, but what of you? How do you discharge that emotion?
Well, part of it is you sort of learn to compartmentalize some of it, because I am somebody who is very sensitive and very emotional, and I make an effort not to absorb all of that emotion from the other people when I am helping them. So I can be sympathetic, and empathetic without taking on that emotion myself.
Gotcha.
And there are some basic psychic hygiene that you can do when you come home from a case, and things that you can do before you go to a case to sort of protect you from absorbing all of that energy. And
right,
it really is a calling. I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's inevitable. There's times when you do feel the pain. But I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing, and I'm doing
right.
it to help people. And, you know, I get satisfaction even through the pain.
Absolutely. Fabulous. We got to take a break. When we come back, we are going to talk with the lady some more regarding some of the specifics of the SJGR. And let's see if we can rally the troops out there in New Jersey and get something shaking.
Are your doors and windows secure? Are you alone? Are you sure? In the dead of night, when summer wounds shall not be healed from the wind which howls about your being. In the dead of night, when your friends have gone and you sit huddled by the castle's fire. In the dead of night, when mortals sleep. We welcome you into the Night Zone. Phone lines are open. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
Time to take a quick break. Recharge your glasses or any other libations you may be having tonight. This is the Night Zone. You have 2 minutes.
2012 is speculated to be the end of the world based on the Mayan calendar and other sources. If you are worried or unsure about it, then some uncommon sense, along with a literal Bible prophecy breakthrough, may help. Find out what kind of a year 2012 will be with Tim McKay in the Night Zone. Watch for the listings.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
Phone lines are open.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. The Night Zone is merely the purveyor of information. You, the audience, shall judge the quality of information offered by our guests or host. We remind all of our listeners, caveat emptor.
Welcome to the shadows
of the Night Zone.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes we just can't get to the computer when we want to. Sometimes programs schedule at a time and a place an event when we just can't be there. But never fear, Blog Talk Radio have figured an answer. Yep, you can go to any of your favorite radio shows on blogtalkradio.com and download their archives or their player, and voila, you have access to your favorite shows. It's as easy as that.
Human age is a time of greater spontaneity. It's going to be a time where the era of the great faith-based religions of the Piscean Age will fade and be replaced by religions that are more scientific. Rather than to believe, the next 2,000 years is about knowing.
Check archive listings.
The next 2,000 years is about knowing. The fantastic John Hogue from HogueProphecies.com. His accuracy is astounding. John will be back with us into the autumn schedule as we come dragging our feet out of what they claim was some kind of a summer, which Alberta, Canada did not see much of. As we head into the autumn, the winter, we've got some great shows lined up for you, and we look forward to you joining us each week, Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Tonight, we have with us the SJGR, the South Jersey Ghost Research Group. They're with us tonight, four investigators taking your call.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Your guide into night shadows, call it night.
I tell you, I don't need any help from the South Jersey Ghost Research Group to scare the bejeebus out of me. I've got the guys that do our audio now doing it to me. Oh, it's going to be a strange week. We have the SJGR with us, South Jersey Ghost Research Team. They are featured on the South Jersey Magazine, National Geographic, Courier Post, Examiner, Paranormal TV, Warning Radio, Fox Action News, and, of course, The Night Zone. We have with us tonight a very impressive gathering of abilities in the paranormal world, a powerful team. And as team leader, Marty, I would think this team is almost second to none in the country, I think.
Oh, I believe so, yeah, definitely.
I see on the website, like I say, 36 trained investigators, dozens or so in training, and as Eileen said, there's, you know, there's much more to do. How does a person go about joining up to SJGR?
We have on our website a place where you can fill out an application.
Right.
And then we have interviews, and from there we pick the trainees.
Right.
That we're going to.
So.
Take.
Right. So when you put a team together, are the investigators chosen for specific abilities, or is it more of a multitask type of thing?
It depends on the case. It depends on where we're going, how large the case is. Sometimes it has to be certain people, and then other times it's just who's available to go on the case.
Right.
We're all pretty we're all sensitive. We all know how to use the equipment, so there really isn't anybody any better than anybody else.
Right. Fairly well balanced and organized, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. I've been holding on to a question for some time. I've got all the microphones open, ladies, so whoever wants to answer this one can get in on it. It's from Lexi. She had sent me a question some time ago. Basically, the IM was, do you think you can find someone to interview on your show that would have knowledge on ghosts and the paranormal? I'm looking for someone who can tell me the types of ghosts there are, the names of the ghosts and a hierarchy, if they have it. For example, someone told me that ghosts that appeared as two-dimensional but are a clear shadow are guardians who protect portals. Is there any legitimacy to that, ladies?
I'm not clear on what she's actually asking about a ghost hierarchy. There's angelic hierarchies, but as far as ghosts are concerned, they're people. They're just human beings that I like to think of it as just invisible, or almost they've stepped into another room, that their presence is still there. You're just unable to see them.
Residual and intelligent. That would be the only
right.
And
as far as how they may appear to you, it depends on how much energy they're able to manifest what and how they appear to you. If you are in fact able to see them in any way, it's the amount of energy they're able to gather.
Uh-huh.
So
would an old spirit, a ghost that has been around for centuries, would he have or she have more power than a recently deceased ghost?
That's not entirely true. Actually, sometimes the older hauntings start to peter out. You know, there are hauntings like in the Tower of London that we don't hear about happening anymore because their energy is waning instead of becoming more strong. It really is entirely based on the individual spirit. There are spirits that have passed on that we have experienced just days, and they're very very they have a lot of strength to them,
right.
And to get their message across. And like Denise was saying, it really does depend. There are residual hauntings, and that means there's no consciousness there. It's just a record playing. It's just a film loop, and you're just like. Colin, there's a famous story about Roman soldiers being seen over and over again walking down this old Roman road in London where that's just, there's no consciousness there. You couldn't interact with them. It's just an old movie, looping.
Just looping and playing over and over again at certain atmospheric times or certain times of the year when it's due, I guess. Yeah,
exactly.
I can understand that. But are there demonic spirits? Is there a dark force of spirit?
When people pass on, if they have been unpleasant in life, they are going to be the same if they're stuck, if they haven't moved on and gone on, or they're afraid to go on. they're going to retain the same habits, addictions, personality traits that they did in life. And, you know, there's a world full of people that we know are haven't done the best.
Uh-huh. Are there spirits that go out of their way to try and help in our time continuum?
Sure.
Are they spirits that decidedly are designed to help mankind?
Well, your family members will help you along. You know, if they can, they'll do their best to help you along. So,
yeah.
And there's plenty of spirits that are out there that, you know, haven't. They were on a mission to help mankind to begin with, so, yeah, they'll continue with it, definitely.
The spirits will keep the same personality in death as in life. So,
right.
And it's not like they're necessarily stuck here. Some will remain here for unfinished business. They have free will. They can come and go, but they will keep the same personality. So
right.
They were nice in life, they're going to be nice now. If they were unpleasant, they're going to be unpleasant. It's not like they're suddenly going to change. So however they interact in life, they're going to interact in death.
Yeah, that makes sense. Eileen, we've been trying to get together to do a show for about a year on Reiki, and each time I get close to asking you to come to the show, I'm pulled in another direction. So how about I book it right now on the air and drive everybody nuts in the booking department? How about coming on with me at the end of September? We'll do a show on Reiki and faith paths and the like.
That would be wonderful. I would love that. That would be, and that, you know, there's someone in the chat room asking about how do you cleanse yourself after investigation,
right.
And we could talk about that because, you know, Reiki does help with things like that.
Good. So, okay, Dale in the booking department, TC Research, I hope you're listening. Make it so. Eileen Smith, live, end of September. I want to see you on my desk within a couple of days so we can get ready for this. And, now there's no excuse. You see, you're in the end of September, that's the way it is. I got to tell you guys that after reading the SJGR org website, I wish I had a chance to get to the Tavern in Glendora in October. An evening with ghosts of Gabriel Davis Tavern. That would be just a rush.
Yes, that is fun. And we actually do that a few times a year. But that's where people can come in off the street. Anybody can come in. You know, we do charge a fee because we're a nonprofit. We never accept money for our services. But this is actually to support that historic location, the Gabriel Davies Tavern. And
Excellent. People
come in and just bring a camera or a voice recorder if you have one. If you don't have any equipment, that's fine. We're going to let you use our equipment. And you can actually do an investigation of an actual haunted building. And it's very fascinating. It's great fun.
And the money is billed to support that particular location.
Excellent. And I'll throw this out right now because I promised Maureen I would do this. But the South Jersey Ghost Research Group, it is a nonprofit group per the U.S. 501. Donations are tax deductible, and they will supply a federal tax ID number upon request and, of course, a receipt. So the Gabriel Davis Tavern, that's October the 2nd and the 16th. And people can go to the sjgr.org site for more info. Am I correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, throughout the month of October, we will have various free lectures during the week. So if anyone lives in the area, like I said, we're all over New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware. We'll be doing free lectures at different libraries in the area. So people can just come out, bring their questions, see our demonstration, and they can learn a lot about it for free.
Yeah, looking at the website, I mean, Wartown Public Library, Bensalem, Ocean City, Spring Lake, Cinnamonson Branch, Lacey Branch, Ocean County. I mean, it's
endless.
Absolutely fabulous. It is.
Endless.
You guys are doing great stuff. And you've got an investigation conference coming up October the 10th and 11th.
Fort Mifflin?
The East Coast Paranormal Investigation Conference. That's coming up right away, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be big.
That is a big. That's a big. That's a big conference.
Yeah. So, looking at the board, Alexi was asking about cleansing yourself. We will handle that on the end of September with our Eileen's show. So we will skip over that. But I just want to get back to Denise, and child spirits, do they act as children, Denise, in spirit as they would have done when they were alive? You know, if they were mischievous in life, would they be mischievous in spirit world?
They can. Sometimes they do. See, it's tricky because sometimes spirits can choose to come back in any form. So they can choose, even if they died as an adult, to come back in a child form if they choose to. So if they were ill as an adult, they can choose to come back in a different, as a younger form. So it's tricky to say. They don't always come back in the same form. So you have to be careful that way. Like if let's say they had an illness. They may come back when they were not ill. So it's hard to say that way. So it's hard to say. I mean,
but we have definitely hit some cases like that.
But we have had cases where they've been very playful. We've had cases where they've interacted, where they've rolled a ball to us and things like that.
Right.
And it's hard to say.
Is it difficult for children, and I say child spirits because that's the easiest way to explain it. Is it more difficult for child spirits to communicate than adult spirits, or is the signaling about the same?
I find it's the same.
I don't see a.
Yeah, it's about the same. We were in a early on in a, when I was beginning my training, actually, I encountered a young boy who was actually didn't want everybody, all the investigators in the house. And that was at, I believe, Lakeview Mansion in here in New Jersey. And, I really don't find any difference between the adults and the children. Just that they're like children, very much like children, Colin, in the way they're thinking and feeling, like maybe they're a little playful or a little frightened or just like kids.
Even I think sometimes even the adults may act more like children, even because sometimes they're learning how to communicate, especially if they're a newer spirit.
Right.
It may be.
Yeah, I know I'd be a kid. I'd be a babbling, crying fool on the other side. So if ever you come
sometimes,
across.
Sometimes, you know, they're learning how to use the energies around them to communicate with us.
Yeah.
And you know, if they were playful in life, they might be playful. They might, you know, turn the lights on and off to get your attention because that's what's going to get your attention. So it may come across as very playful. And that's what we come across. I mean, so, you know, I really have never really had anything try and hurt me. I mean, it's been lights on and off or, you know, very playful type things just to get our attention.
One of the strongest spirits I ever experienced was a child at the Ocean City Hotel, who had died of hypothermia. And when she was trying to communicate with me, and I had asked, you know, how had you passed, she was able to communicate her passing, her death to me by letting me experience what she felt. And my legs and my arms went, and I couldn't feel them, and I couldn't move them.
Because, I guess, the strong emotion?
And, yeah, I was experiencing her limbs not being able to move anymore. She had gotten hypothermia in the ocean, and I couldn't move. And I was surprised at the strength of that child.
So when I said before about, you know, appearing as a child, I had an experience where there was a person who had cancer, lung cancer, and they couldn't speak. So they appeared to me when they were younger, where they could still speak, to communicate with me.
Okay.
And I thought that was very interesting.
You see, I'd be no good at any of this, because you wouldn't be able to communicate with a man that is passed out on the floor. You just would.
But I thought it was really interesting that they were able to come to me at a different time, where they could tell me that that's how it happened.
Yeah.
New Jersey. I think you should make a road trip to South Jersey.
He would be
fun on an investigation.
He would.
I've actually got a couple of friends out in South Jersey.
I think he would surprise
Please
himself.
Visit.
Yes, you have to come and go on an investigation with us.
He would surprise himself.
You can't bring guns across the border, right?
But we'll put you in a suit of armor.
There you go. Well, I tell you, when I was getting ready for this show, I jumped over to Dave Giuliano's site through the SJGR. He's got a great site for learning about ghost hunting, ghosthunting101.com.
Yeah, he does.
Absolutely fabulous. And he's opening up a store where you can actually buy the equipment now. I like that.
Yes.
That's a brilliant idea.
Isn't it? And it's going to be Mount Holly, New Jersey. And, Colin, if you want to hear some great stories that will scare the bejesus out of you, it would be Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you next time you're talking to Dave, you tell him I want him on the show, but only if I get a 4 hours before the show, I can pop a couple of Valium and just cruise in there, you know, just kind of get in there and get her done. his site is absolutely wonderful. I was quite impressed. I was surprised.
He's a go-to person on this topic. And
he's impressive.
He eats, drinks, reads, and lives this. And I actually give him a lot of credit because, you know, we do this all the time. We spend a lot of hours each day devoted to this topic. But Dave goes above and beyond, and he lives across the street from a cemetery. So he has spirits passing through his house all day long, and God bless him.
And he's very intuitive. He actually sees them, Colin. He's very intuitive. He's been seeing them since he was a little boy.
Well, you see, I'd have no problem seeing them because you can't see anything when you're out cold on
when
the
you
floor.
Have a bottle of cognac.
That's it, you know. I just can't see that happening myself. But, you know, I mean, hey, we'll give anything a whirl. So I'll call my buddies over in Jersey and just say, hey, look, I'm thinking about a road trip. You want to put me up for a couple of nights? Let you ladies know the date. And we'll go on an investigation. How's that?
We do investigations almost every weekend, other than the major holidays. So we can always set something up for you.
That's
well, you know, I got to come from the west side of the world. So, you know, my flight time, I think, is about 5-6 hours to New Jersey. So, you know, we're going to have to plan this one a real tight timing because,
okay,
you know.
You'll be during the day and you'll be up at night when we need to be. So that'll work out well.
Works out well. Ladies, I can't believe it, but we're there already. We're at the end of an hour. Can you believe that?
No, I can't. I have more to say.
God.
We haven't scared you enough yet.
No, I think I was asleep.
You're
halfway
still conscious.
Through.
I don't hear your teeth chattering.
I'm
like
a tough
time.
Egg now. I'm a tough egg now. You can't scare me no more, ladies. Ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you all for coming with me tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And let's not make it a year and a half. And Eileen, I'm serious. They're going to be sending you an email for the end of September. How's that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I look forward to it.
Good. Okay, ladies, I'm going to say goodbyes to you as we place you all back onto the line there. It's been an absolute pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. That's all. We got to get out of here.
doors? Are your windows secured? Are you alone? Welcome to the Night Zone.